Welcome to the Random Article Podcast for March 2019. This month, we're doing something a little bit different to a horoscope because something really odd happened in Germany when I was there for a wedding recently. A bunch of us went down to this beautiful little town near the Black Forest for the wedding of one of our friends, and it got weird because the wedding at first was lovely. Everyone was having a good time. The place was beautiful. The food was wonderful. The bride was radiant, and everyone was having a great time until the incident that took place at the altar, or all over the altar. In fact, they're still doing cleanup and counting casualties. It was rough. And at a certain point in the night, we all decided that we needed a drink, and we needed it not there. We left the wedding venue, and everyone went to this small pub, this little beer hall that was still open, and emotions were running high. And I think everyone was trying to grapple with what they'd just witnessed at the wedding. And so drinks were had. And from what I recall, what happened next is that the woman who ran the establishment, this older German lady, who was very patient with our terrible, terrible German, was running some kind of a raffle, whatever the German equivalent is of a pub raffle. She was selling tickets, and for however many euros, I apparently bought some. And apparently, because again, I don't recall everything that transpired, apparently I won the raffle, because when I woke up, when we all woke up in the afternoon the following day, there was this big suitcase at the foot of my bed in the little hotel. And it wasn't my suitcase, and it wasn't any of my companion's suitcases. So we deduced that it must have been the raffle prize. We tried to find the pub to confirm this, and couldn't. There wasn't a lot of time before we were all catching flights to one place or another. So in all the rush, I haven't had a moment to actually see what's inside the suitcase until this very moment. And what I'm seeing in front of me is a bunch of VHS tapes. This suitcase is full of dozens of VHS tapes. Some of them have like dates written on them, because these aren't like commercial, these aren't movies and things. These are like these blank tapes that you record your own stuff onto, and I don't know, some of them are like old and look kind of broken and like they've been tampered with. There's like a black powder, like a residue on parts of it. There's a weird smell too. I think that's just the plastics of the VHS tapes. Some of them have like labels on them, with like dates and things on them, but the dates are like, one of them says 1999, one of them says 1970. I don't know. Look, I'm just going to put one of the tapes in the player, is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play one of these VHS tapes to find out what's on it. This could really be anything. I don't know if this is going to be podcast dynamite or just someone's, you know, family videos from years ago. Let's find out together. I'm going to put in one of these tapes and let's see what's on it. The Church of the 15 Voices is located off Highway 6 in the Arkham territories of the Upberg Mountains. Amenities in the area include the national park, known for its great variety of mosses cohabitant to the area. There is also a waterfall known for its healing properties, and a Kentucky Fried Chicken
located a convenient 150 meters from the church proper. Let's hear some testimonials from some churchgoers to the Church of the 15 Voices. Well, my name's Frederick, and, I always felt like my life was missing a certain... You know one of those? A certain... Do you ever feel that your life is missing a certain... If so, then like Frederick, you might find salvation with the Church of the 15 Voices. Frederick, can you tell us how the Church of the 15 Voices helped you on your spiritual journey? Well, I was severely vitamin D deficient, because I'd taken to painting all of my skin burgundy. They called me the Lumbering Bergen because I was so reliably coated in burgundy. Not just myself, either. I painted my wife, Teresa. I painted my dog, Teresa. And all of my children, Teresa, Teresette, and Teresa. Everything I touched, I chose to paint turquoise. Everything I ate, all the furniture I sat on, every person I shook hands with on the street. This lifestyle was going fairly well for me for quite some time, until one night I looked up at the moon. And as soon as I saw its pale, beautiful, shining, white face, I knew I couldn't live with myself until I painted it burgundy. That face was screaming at me, glaring at me, watching me 12 hours of the day, apart from the new moon and the moon cycle. It was watching me, taunting me, because I could not paint the moon burgundy. I reached breaking point. Financially, I was in ruins, having spent all my money on burgundy paint. My marriage was suffering, and my health was rapidly deteriorating. As it turns out, the vapors from acrylics can cause some pretty serious brain hemorrhaging. So I realized that I needed some change in my life. My wife Frederick said, "Frederick, you know I love you. God knows I love you. But I've got to lay an ultimatum. It's me or the burgundy. If you don't get every scrap of burgundy out of this house, out of my hair, out of your co-workers' gleaming grins, if you don't get every scrap of that infernal red-brown tone out of my home, I will, God help me, Frederick, I will take Frederick and Fredrette and Frederica, and I will take our children and I will leave to a place less burgundy, perhaps turquoise." So I thought it was all over. I thought I was lost. I drove and I drove in my Burgundy car down the Burgundy road, trying to choose, trying to make this decision, the most important decision of my life. Should I stick with what had given my life meaning, that little meaning that it could, Burgundy? Or could I find some way to live with my wife, with my home, with my children, Burgundy-less? It was then that the Church of the 15 Voices answered all my prayers. We welcomed Frederick with open arms into our homes, into our souls, into our checking accounts. We offered a discount, in fact, on our usual salvation fee for only 15 installments of 98, 74, 33, 1, pi, I, the number of angels that can fit through the eye of a needle, the number of goats who live on the dark side of the moon, the number of sheikhs who can fist their own anuses without blinking, multiplied by 2, put in an envelope, thrown into a river, unopened, never seen again, eaten into the maw of Cthulhu, swallowed by Pan, swallowed by Titan, swallowed by Androgynes, shat into the gaping maw of Yggdrasil, I mean the Nidhogg, but then also into Yggdrasil. Finally, destroyed, incinerated into oblivion by Galactus himself. That number is what we charged Frederick for our services. But as we said, it turned out really great. Frederick's whole life turned around. Everything changed. We got all the Burgundy out of his life. We purged it, we removed it on a microscopic level. Any particle, any atom, any molecule that existed in Frederick's sphere, in his life, that contained the atoms necessary to reflect light in a Burgundy fashion, we purged it, we destroyed it, we burned it. We burned down his house. We burned down his wife. We burned his dog, Frederick, and all his daughters, Frederick and Fredrita. We removed everything that had the slightest whiff, that odor of Burgundy, until he had nothing, until Frederick was nothing. We flayed the Burgundy skin off his chest, off his cheeks. We flayed the Burgundy notes from his wallet until there was nothing left. And Frederick, at that point, had no problems to solve. Knock, knock. The apocalypse is here. At the Church of the 15 Voices, we adhere to the sacred text entitled 17 Plagues and How to Cure Them. The book is empty. The teachings of our founder, Zachariah von Pamp, explain that the complete absence of any words, symbols, ideographs of any kind in our most holy text, 17 Plagues and How to Cure Them, is an indication that there is no escape. There is no way out. When the end comes, you will end. Everything you know will end. You will suffer. There will be lakes of fire. There will be a great purge, a great consuming, a great transformation, a great revolution. Everything will be upended, turned inside out in some of the most painful ways imaginable, and there's nothing you can do about it. But there is hope. The suffering of the 17 plagues. The coming apocalypse, the revolution that will return us to states of being we try every day to forget we ever experienced in the endless, formless void we call death, the prologue to our lives. All those times will return, and there will be an end, and it will hurt. But the hope is we won't even notice if we go mad first. The only escape from the harsh realities of life in the present and the plagues of the future apocalypse is to lose such touch with reality that the suffering of the material plane is irrelevant to you. Disconnect from your soul. Find salvation from the real. Have your thoughts and your being and your mind and your hopes and your dreams and your realities and possibilities and futures, have them all so disentangled from one another. Become a cloud, become a set of valencies, become an orbiting bunch of electrons. Forget who you are, what it means to be. Disentangle yourself, be free from the self. Dissolve yourself into the universe, into universes that yet may not be and which may never be. Leave, and nothing can hurt you. We hope you enjoyed this informative film about the Churches of the 15 Voices. We welcome any new adherents to the church, whether they be Burgundy, wealthy, or just moderately so would also should be enough. So long as you remember our 5 tenets, our 15 voices, and 17 plagues, you too could soon be on your way to salvation through dissolution. Thank you for listening. And remember, there are only 15 voices.
Okay, that was interesting. I'm not sure what I expected. Got pretty fruity towards the end there, but we learned. We learned what was on this tape. I can see now that there's actually a label on the tape, and it says Cardinal Timor. That tape was by Cardinal Timor, I guess. Some of the other tapes say, one says Martin Cordial, another one says MC Radio Rental, I suppose next month we can check out some of those. We'll see what's on some more of these tapes. So, thanks for listening to this episode of the Random Article Podcast.